Hey everybody, it's Kimmy. Just got another random point that I was thinking about. Upon returning home, I'm home for a little bit visiting, and it reminded me how much anxiety I had here. When I was just home, I wasn't, there was a certain period, I've lived 20 plus years here at home, and there were certain periods of times where I felt so anxious, like spinning, like a gerbil spinning on a wheel, anxious, like everything is just, like going in circles, crawling out of my own skin type of anxiety of like, and what I've realized throughout the years is that was actually potential. So I've realized with me, and I don't think it's only me, it's far from only me. And I think this happens to more people than we all realize. Like, I think this might happen to you, but you've never maybe heard this perspective or have it, been put like this. Your mind can dig at itself if it doesn't continually have a project. Like, I've realized I can dig and dig and dig and like say, okay, so my off day or rest day, quote unquote, right? I won't feel fulfilled on that day unless that previous week I've exhausted myself, for lack of better terms. I've exhausted, like, I have no other choice but to be on the couch for a half a day and feel fulfilled at doing so. Whether I've been at work all week, as well as worked out vigorously, so that it just leaves no other option for the completely reasonable option to be that I need to sit my ass on the couch and be stationary, and I'm content with doing so because of the fact that I, So I've realized if I don't do it though, what actually happens is I dig at my own mind. It'll, AKA anxiety. And this is why I say all the time, anxiety really is just potential. Because I had so much anxiety being here at home, and I felt stuck within four walls. I felt like a caged animal. I felt like I was living in a fishbowl. It's a small town, and essentially it just feels like that for me. Other people have grown in different directions here, and that's completely fine. I'm not trying to knock anybody who's been, stationary their entire life. That if that fulfills you completely, that's fine. It's not like I'm a level up or down or this, we're all the same. It's just different paths. But for me, I have felt that I have this desire to make more of myself in a different way, in different states. I have to venture the world. I have to go out and meet new people that I've never met before. And I didn't even know that was actually the answer until I went to basic training. Until I had a better time at basic training than I did sitting at home comfortably. I excel personally in discomfort and in change. So it's weird, but it's just something I wanted to share with somebody who I know anxiety is a huge topic these days. Not at the surface of all of our conversations, but it's still huge. And it runs a lot of our lives in many different ways. Do you want to go to the gym? No, I don't feel like going to the gym. You don't feel comfortable. You don't feel like going here because you don't feel comfortable. You might not say this to this person. You don't feel comfortable because of anxiety. And there's a ton of that. And a lot more than we are comfortable with saying as a society. But I'm completely comfortable saying it because you know why? It's not a diagnosis of, it's something you can bounce back from. It's not a sentence, it's not so bad, like say somebody that you do talk to and they do bring up anxiety, our immediate response is like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, what about? Like, and it's just like, really, honestly, life. It just does that. It just be like that sometimes. There doesn't always have to be. Usually there are reasons. But honestly, a lot of us just anticipate things that we want or we think about the past naturally. It's a natural human experience to experience anxiety. You have an interview tomorrow. Oh shit, I'm so anxious. That's normal. But sometimes there's not that next interview, next day, to make you feel anxious, and there's not always a reason. And even if it is deeper demons, it's like that should kind of be borderline natural and be able to be talked about in a way that it's not like we're talking about a broken arm. Like, oh, you'll get better. You'll get better. You know, when people react that way, I think people with anxiety may just kind of feel worse about themselves. You know, it's like, shit, well, now I got to work on getting better. What's the problem? What's this? And it runs their mind a little more than needed, really. Rather than, hey, I'm dealing with anxiety. Bruh, been there, done that. I'm there every day. I get myself out of it by working out. Boom. You know, it's been crippling before. I've experienced that. That's a little different. That should be something that you seek help for if it's paralyzing you each and every day and crippling what you think you're capable of, etc. But also take it with a grain of salt. So yeah, this is just, you know, I hope it helps someone out there who, you know, thinks of yourself badly because you have anxiety, and it's not the case. 'Cause those moments of anxiety can be very convincing and, you know, convincing of all the wrong things. But if you have a little voice that says, yo, that's normal, that's cool, it's all good, just chill out, figure it out, and it'll come to you and it'll get worked out, rather than, oh, what's wrong? Is it you think it's this? You got to figure it out. You got to go to the therapist. You got to do, you know, the freak out mode of when you hear that somebody's dealing with anxiety. Like, ultimately, that person overreacting probably has a lot of freaking anxiety themselves. So I don't get where you're coming from, buddy. Anyway, random rant. Thought it was going to be like 2.5 minutes. It turned into 7. So I hope everybody out there is doing good and have a good day on this Wednesday.